Come on, come on. Let's go. That's right. Right here with the kids sing. Thank you for being here. I am Rising Phoenix Aurora. What an honor it is to be here with you today on such a glorious, incredible day. Here we are. Where are we in July? July 5th, 2024. And we are channeling Father Raw, the collective, after almost about 4 years. So let's have some fun and let's ask him some questions. And let's just go deep. Don't ever know what they're going to talk about, so we'll see what they talk about. And I know that it's going to be incredibly important for the collective, whatever it is that they choose to talk about. So yes, this is the Raw Collective from the Law of One, but much has transformed actually since 1981, when I was born, 1981, when the book was written. So so they are going to be giving us just incredibly important updates about overall humanity, earthly, galactically, and universal. So thank you for being here. It is an honor. Go to risingphoenixaurora.com to get more information about me. I am a galactic historian. I am also the author to Galactic Soul History of the Universe and Galactic History of the Multiverse, which you can find under Amazon and Barnes and Noble. So go check it out. Yeah, and even more locations because it's also available in ebook. So, wow. I was just talking to someone yesterday who has been with me for a couple years, really found me actually for about 4 years. And she was talking about how important book two was and how incredible it was to read it. And it's just like, but book one needed to get you ready to read book two. So go check that out. And then I host workshops. My next online workshop on aura hypnosis, entity removal, past life regression, as well as, which I am the founder of, and Raw Reiki, teaches you how to walk your most organic timeline so that you can say, you don't consent to, hey, teachers, leave those kids alone. You don't consent to any of that, the inversions, the AI. So we teach you how to do this for yourself. And this is what's so beautiful, is that we empower you to do this for yourself. No one else can do this but you. Everything lies within you. All the answers lie within you. So come step into your most organic crystalline body, the most organic energy that you can feel, so that you could bring forth these beautiful organic timelines for yourself and your family. Come become your self-healer. All right. And then, so that's in July 15. We have some spots available. So come sign up. And then we are in-person live retreats. That is going to be in Sedona and Grand Canyon. So come meet me August 10, Lionsgate timeframe. And I'm sure you can imagine in this sacred space of Sedona and Grand Canyon, how powerful that would be. Truly transformational. I have a couple spots. I think about 3 spots. You also get yourself there. Go to Patreon to support this video and all that I do for only $4 a month. And if you've been watching all our videos, and you know, I have over 700 videos, then why not, you know, give something in exchange if you feel it right in your heart. The other thing is that we realized that I do want to mention that the exclusive series that I often reference, for the most, the link was wrong on there, and most of you are watching it for free. So that's taken a lot of hard work, especially on my end, and then I have employees that are helping me. So I appreciate it. If you did watch it for free, it's been like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 episodes, that if you feel it in your heart, go sign up. $8 for that tier. I mean, that would be incredible. All right. Okay, so let's get started. We're gonna say that with anything that we channel, anything that we communicate, we want to say that we don't consent to you haters or trolls. If you are here to spread any hatred or negativity, don't even bother. Keep it. I don't consent to you. I am too sovereign. It will be yours to transmute. And that is all. So let's move on. I'm here to spread divine light, source of light for creation, for the earth. I am here to save the children. And that's all that I will have any tolerance for. I have no tolerance for nonsense. Okay. All right. So let's get started. So now we set those clear intentions. So we have beautiful Gina here. She's going to be asking the questions for the raw. And if you are there in chat live with us, go ahead and start writing your questions there. We'd love to answer them. Gina, if you could try to have me out no later than 2:15, my time. Okay. So, all right. So write your questions there. They're very powerful energy to channel. Okay, so everything's looking good, right? Thank you to the 43 so far watching now. All right, go watch Magdalene's Mother Heals Like a Boss, because she did, because she shows us how we can heal. So yeah, I just love that title. go watch that. It's incredible. It just came out yesterday, the Aura Regression. So yeah, that's a lot of fun too. She's a lot of fun. All right, so let's get started. Gina, say hi, love.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gina. I'm so excited for today. I can't wait to see what the messages are from the Raw Collective. They have been inspiring us since the very beginning, from all the information that Aurora's been sharing from the very beginning. They've been so instrumental for us growing. I'm so excited. And there's so many aura practitioners out there already, but if you find in your heart that you feel called to that, you know, all these beautiful classes, not just for the aura practitioners or raw Reiki, Aura has so many beautiful channelings and courses that help you grow every single day. You use them in your life, with your family, your personal growth. They're just so beautiful. So if you feel called to that, make sure that you go and check out all those classes. If you feel like you would like to have a session, there's the aurapractitioners.com as well, where you can find myself and other beautiful practitioners out there, whoever you feel connected to. So do take a look at those and make sure you write those questions, because if you've watched any of the other videos, you've seen how beautiful it is that every question and comment adds to something so beautiful. And you just are a part of the whole entire process. And whatever you feel is in your heart, somebody else is going to find that they need those answers too. So write those comments and questions. We love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Love you too, Gina. Thank you for being here. And yeah, and we also have Claire in chat as well, Circle of Light Healer. They're keeping track. She's keeping track of the questions. So here we go. I'm going to start taking deep breaths, putting myself in. Like always, only source love light is allowed within the space. And that is all this will be allowed. Only benevolence. All right. Taking a deep breath now. Ooh, I'm excited to hear from them. Before I go in full chat, I want to tell you a little background. You did watch an interview I recently did with Vivid Earth. You could go check her out. She's on Rumble. Her account has been removed in YouTube and different places. So go check her out. But she did a beautiful job holding the space and asking questions. I got a little bit to share more about me. And it's also, our content is so highly developed that it's hard for especially those new people who are starting to learn spirituality. But I do have a playlist on their YouTube for spirituality for beginners, if you want to check that out. But these videos, like where I do interviews, I think are really important for people to understand, you know, the beginnings, origins, and how they can work within themselves. So that's a good video you can share with friends or family that you're looking to help, because you know that when you listen to this content, you know, it feels right. It feels right in your heart. It gives you these truth, you know, bumps, these angel bumps throughout your body. So yeah. All right. And so what was I saying to that? I'm channeling. That's right. So the raw. You can hear more about that under that interview, but the Raw Collective, out of everyone, you all. Okay, if you've been watching me for 7 years, you know how big I've grown. You know, I was so shy and you know, it was hard. Those first videos were hard, but I did it because I had them supporting me. But the very first time that I was doing guided meditations for children in schools, and then I went and did one day, my husband and I were off of work, which was rare. It was a holiday and we were off, and I asked him, hey, I had just run into Dolores Cannon a month prior, and I said I wanted to do what she did. I was like, hey, we're off, let's lay on the couch, let me try it out. So it takes a while for him to connect. He finally connects. When he connects, who is it? I asked to speak to, you know, just like Dolores does, like, you know, the higher self, you know, whoever's there, right? And then they say the benevolence, and then they say, we are the raw. And I remember that sensation, that feeling that I felt in my body. I was shivering, I was shaking, vibrating so much, because now that we know cymatics and all the teachings that we've been teaching, Archangel Raphael, of course, that we just taught, we understand that we're water and they're vibration. So you're going to oscillate, you're going to vibrate to benevolence when it's, you know, hitting up against your field, you know, because they're literally transforming and activating you. So this is how powerful, really passive regression is, so long as it's done in benevolence and shielding, of course, the source of light. So the aura regression, yeah. So that was an aura regression then, but he was able to connect. And then when he came to, after they said they were the Raw Collective, and then of course Dolores also spoke, because the Raw Collective said, we have someone near and dear that wants to talk to you. And I said, who? I had just run into her a month ago, right? They said, Dolores. So these beings were the very first ones. And if you know, you've been watching my videos, you know how many people are benevolent beings I've channeled at this point. So it's incredible that my very first journey, and here I am almost 4 years later channeling them again. So this is going to be big, because they were my first being who I spoke to through. And then my husband comes too, and he's somnambulistic, which means that he did not remember anything. He just woke up and was like, I'm sorry, did I just fall asleep? And it never remembered, or till this day never remember his session. So it's just quite incredible. So let's get started. So that's a little bit of introduction to understand how incredible the Raw Collective is, and how the Raw Collective is not limited to one person channeling. I mean, we are the Raw, we are the Sun, and they will explain further. All right, I'm going to start taking deep breaths, and here we go, Gina. Let's go. They're coming in with music in the background. All right. Explain to you visual that I'm seeing before I go officially fully in. I see legions and legions and rows. Are the wind chimes too loud? No? Okay. Oh, let me bring my mic closer, because I know I go lower when I talk. Okay. Okay. Is that good? Can you hear me good? Okay. So I see legions and legions of different galactic races, all part of the Raw. So in order for you to come down here into Earth, you need to, in some form, receive an integration of the Sun, which is Raw. Okay, so all these beings, and I'm seeing them also, it's like the collective of Earth that has been incarnated on Earth, like the blue humanoids, like the blue avians, the bird humanoids of all kinds, the you name it, everything that you can think of, every animal life, or even some of these ladybugs or these beings in humanoid forms. All those incarnations that you've been in fractals throughout all creation, you're standing in rows right now, and let's see what the collective has to say on Earth. All right, so let's explain why we are all Raw. So I'm going to take a deep breath and let Father Raw, which is what I call them, or the collective, Father Raw, because he's the Sun, right? Grandmother is the Moon, he's the Sun, so he's our Father. These are nourishment that gives life force. All right. Angels, oh, so many different races, colors like the infinite rainbows, like a kaleidoscope of beings on Earth, incarnated right here, right now, you all. We're so freaking bad, eh? Come on, what's holding you back? Here we go. Wow. Why have you not stepped into your power? I am Father Ra. I am Father Ra. I am Father Ra. That I am Father Ra. That I am Father Ra. That I am Father Ra. I am the Ra Collective. And in my most beautiful form, you could visualize me like this beautiful lion, humanoid angel. We are very special beings from the highest levels of the multiverse, and where we connect also to the Christ consciousness and the Ra. We are the infinite galactics, the true galactics, not the ETs and the reptilians and mantises that are pretending to be us. No, no. If we channel through you, you fulfill strength, fire, and love. But number one is love. And if you're not feeling that, that is not us. If you're only feeling intellect, that is not us. This is just the ego or the negative entity speaking through people. Oh, let me make it very clear. Let us make it very clear. You could call us all sorts of different names, but we are the Ra. That is the closest form that you can find us. We are the very power that gives you life force every day, the divine power that soaks upon your skin. It's the light of source, love light, that pierces through the collective so that you can receive life force every day as a human, a plant, a tree, a animal. Nature's rocks, waters, everything needs us because we are the crystalline energy that charges your every being that you are within, and we are the portal into ascension, and also the portal into your incarnation here on earth. Now, with much, we'll say with the Law of One and some of what has been written in the past, we're not going to say specifically, but some of that literature that you read, it began positive, but they became heavily targeted. And we will say that the majority of after what's book one and even one was the best that we could do in 1981. It was so dense, so dense. But you've left it in epic, tremendous, infinite forms at this point. So at this point that you are in, it is very clear. So long as you connect to your heart, you can talk to us clearly and you don't have an entity talking through you, meaning your vessel is clear. Then you will channel benevolence of whether it's Ra, whether it's Yeshua, what's your higher self. But the world has evolved in the last 43 years since we've spoken in the most incredible, beautiful ways that we will try to express today. So yes. Now, in order for you to come in back to the sun, you do need to come in through this portal. This portal is the star, right? Your sun is a star. Every star is a consciousness. When you look upon the stars, all those stars are collective consciousness of soul groups. So when you enter into that star, you enter into the consciousness of that specific galactic construct, of that being there, that collective consciousness. And in order for you to enter that star, you need to go through a, say, recalibration, a harmonic soul signature within your essence and who you are through the star. So you go through a transformation, you go into the star, and as you're going through the portal, the stellar gateway, which is that star, you evolve, change to soul stars, alchemizing and metamorphosing and crystallizing, matching to that exact dimension that you're going to enter once you enter the star in whatever planet you're going to choose. And as you go through this transformation of evolving, then you have to align and recalibrate yourself to that specific planet, which is found in your consciousness. You see, you are a star. This is why you are essences of stars. And we are going to reference videos and courses to bring you more understanding. You are a star. Yes, you are. So we will reference this one time, the Mayans and then Raphael. So the Mayan course that we're taught and the Raphael, because that teaches you how you are a star. in a cymatic form and how your soul is created. There's also the twin flame that teaches you how your soul is specifically created exactly from source. So as you are going through, your soul then evolves, and just like you are like that star being, that star that you're seeing, you are a mini version of that star. And then you choose which planet you'll go into. And then these planets, though, the universe and the multiverse and every single one of these stars and planets exists in here. It the state of nirvana, right here, as ascended master, we've channeled ascended master Buddha. We have a course of him coming up. Consciousness exists within here. Have you studied the brain enough to understand how that works? We will teach you in through the Buddha course, but we will give you glimpses now to understand that every single form in your brain brings you into each level of consciousness, and everything lies within. You hear that all the time, and sometimes it gets annoying because you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know what you're talking about. But it does lie within you, because your brain, the way it's designed in the wave frequency, it is designed in an alternating current, like Tesla has taught you. And this alternating current is patterned in your brain so that it is designed to read every frequency around you. You are truly an incredible, powerful being, the way that you read frequency, energy, emotions, feelings. But you've been taught to think that this is false, or you're judging someone, or so on. No, you're reading the energy. It's time for you to trust yourself. You are incredible. Your brain is talking to you, your consciousness is talking to you, and all of it exists right here. All of it. And then down to your DNA. Whew, your DNA. What a masterful being you are, how the DNA holds everything that you are. You come back every life and you look all just about the same as you looked the other life, because the DNA creates you. So if the DNA creates you, you're going to look just about the same, but maybe you'll have a different color tone of skin, depending on what race you're incarnating to. But the soul is always the same. The soul is always ever evolving. Everything lies in you. Everything, all the answers. Take time to talk to the waters that exist within you, that are speaking and are oscillating and moving and cymatically vibrating out to you. And that's what happens when the sun reaches you, amplifies. Without the sun, you know that a plant can't survive. Except for some that don't need the sun, but the majority, right? The trees, everything, every life force needs the sun, because that is how you charge up. That is your chi energy. That is your life force energy, and it runs through you. But the way it enters is through that article that Aurora spoke, that she saw the solar eclipse with her bare eyes. We enter right here. And that's the birthing point. We enter through the third eye, the thalamus gland, the eye, and we disperse. And we're constantly dispersing through your beingness. You are a being that will never, never dim to a full dimness, to an endings. You are a being as the phoenix that rises, that rebirths. Even the ending of a star brings a supernova, a rebirth. That is you. You are incredible. It is time you walk and talk and breathe and dance and feel how incredible you are. What's holding you back? What's blocking you? What? Who is it? What's the thing? What's the trauma? What's the PTSD? What is it? You are not just this human here. You are a incredible being throughout creation. Start being that being. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Just found once more in all that we said. Lots of energy, lots of energy. Know that even in this moment that you are not you are not the same being from 1 second to later, because you are constantly shifting like the Merkaba, like the Metatron cubic star, like the kaleidoscope. That is how much you are evolving and transforming from 1 second to another. And the fact that Earth is so slow and you know, your minutes are like years, decades sometimes to us, hours are long time. So think about, because how much you are evolving, if you tap into the fact that time does not exist within space, space is just all within one pocket of space, right? Linear. So because of this, then all of this is happening, and it's not limited to that one. And as you're going in, you could tap in here in your consciousness, in your brain lobes, all the neurons in your brain that connect you through all lifetime and space. The veil, the program that you are not connected, that your third eye does not work, that you are not as special as others, that is crap. That is no good. That is false. You were created from Divine Mother, Divine Father. You were created from Ra. You were created from the most beautiful love in all of creation. Time to be that. Water. See, sense, feel with your third eye. What does this world look like? Yes, it looks like a physical form, a 3D form, even a hologram, but the hologram is very real, because every essence within Earth, just like you are, your physical vessel might be an illusion, but you are very real, because here in your body, you can find all your bodies. All of them are found here. Your hair, everything connects you to the crystalline pod that you were born into this simulation. Connect to this beauty. Sense and feel the true essence of everything, but also discerning that the fact that, yes, everyone on Earth, like we showed you, are rows and legions of all these infinite galactic beings. Yes, we are. But then also, every one of these beings has gone through some kind of experience where they were densified in some form or some kind of trauma somewhere. I mean, unless you just came straight from source, which some of you guys have done that, just come straight from source to incarnate, just to bring light to Earth, which is of the grandest importance, to bring that light. But otherwise, so see both forms, both the organic, but then also the fact that you are denser and limited to the 3D body, the 3D existence, which is currently at a 3.3, if you understand what we're talking about, that means that you've gone up a 0.3 decimal since Yeshua has passed away, since they crucified him. 3.3. Oh, there goes the 3.3 again. That's right. We had the Yeshua Just Walk This Earth video. This is what we're talking about. So yes, just walked it a couple hundred years ago. So you are coming up. You are coming up. There's so many plans. There's plan A through Z and double Z and triple Z and 4Z and 5Z. It goes on and on and on. Where there is an inverted timeline, we have tenfold of organic timelines plan. All you need to do is go into those threads of organic timelines and bring them down, bring them in, manifest them in, and birth them in. They are there. All of those choices are there for you. All you have to do is find them. But you need to vibrate and oscillate to that source of light. But you're too stuck in fear. You've allowed fear and doubt and all this, these negative emotions to consume you, but then you have forgotten that you're not the same complete human experience. You are incredible. And you have forgotten that you were here to get rid of the parasites, and you have forgotten here that you were supposed to bring the divinity that you are to all of any star system that you've come from, that you've been incarnated. You're meant to anchor that in through every day, every breath, every walk, every dance, everything that you do. You're meant to bring that in. So simple. So simple. Yesha would like to say is that many of you have a hard time deciding if you should at times, you know, because everything is, this is Yeshua talking. Greetings, I am Yeshua, I am Yeshua, I am Yeshua. Everything is an energy, everything is a vibration. Do you really think I went and became BFFs with the Romans? No, I stay far away from them and I maintain myself cloaked. So if you have someone who is parasitically trying to control you, as the Romans ended up taking my life, then why are they still with you? That is why you're vibrating so low. That is why you're holding the world and all this burden on your shoulders, because you still have them. And there is no form of alchemy that it can alchemize them out. Now, it's different though. Like if you have a twin flame or a soulmate and you're with them and they're waking up and your agreement, that's different. What I am talking about is people who are not your soulmate or twin flame or your children. Everyone else, they are lowering your tortosphere density. And this is why you cannot rise up. It is very simple. If you do not, before you hit like to a post on Facebook, or on Instagram, wherever, you have to read that post's energy. And if you hit like to it, you're aligning with it. Do you understand? Everything is energy through quantum physics. I mean, at this point, you have to understand this. And this is the fire that spoke to me. I wasn't just infinite love. You hear the stories of me. It is true. When I needed to do things like knock vendor tables away, or I would speak about how dense can people be, but I spoke it with love and strength and sovereignty. The love is what transforms everything. Do you really think that only love was able to get me through? No, I had to be fire, and that is why that flame was with in every depiction. You see me right here at my center, and I use that fire and that flame everywhere I need it. But then I also use the water. So both the fire and the water, being gentle in all forms, but then also very strongly pushing through resistance. How do you think I stayed alive teaching the world all the sacred teachings? I was vigilant, and I could scan and feel those bad entities, bad people, entities hiding in people, and I would stay away from them. Or they knew that if they came too near me, that they had the potential, I would return them back to source. If you step into my field and you try to overstep my boundaries, you will go back to source. And that is the power that I held back then when we were still in the fourth dimension. They could not harm me until it was time that I had done what I needed to do, and my crucifixion was going to unveil even furthermore the truth of humanity and what the Americas. That is what I will say, but I will continue on. If you have a question, I can come back later, but I am going to allow the raw, because this is what they've told you. They told you to be docile, to be submissive, just like that song that Aurora played. Leave those children alone. Do you think that I hugged them? I hugged them to, oh, absolutely, I hugged them. I hugged them and I loved on them. But do you think that to stay alive, all I did was hug them? No. I put them in their place. And I told them like it is, like it was. And I did not hold back. No one closed my mouth. I bit my tongue for no one. And that is what my mother taught me. Mother Mary, see, I was who I was because she taught me. And yes, everyone always cries over me and feels the love because I was and am an incredible being. But don't forget to feel that sovereignty in you that I also ignite within you. I start helping you out with finding compassion and love and self-love. But then from there, I help you walk through and how to be a sovereign being on earth. Because my mother taught me. My mother did. My grandmother did. The Essenes taught me. Like Aurora says, we are not here to fight these Archon battles. We are here to end them. And that is what I did. And that is why you weep and cry, because you knew that I was the example of a being operating in infinite love that brought and transformed humanity to you being that too, in your own way. I am brother. Call me brother. Call me brother. That's it. Just go brother, and I'll be there. Thank you. I love you, honor you, and respect. I'm Yeshua. Once more, the Ra is speaking. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Wow. So beautiful to see him express himself like this, because we got to watch him express himself like this from the stars, and every single star was watching him as he walked Earth. We supported him and protected him. And do you think that we did this only for Yeshua? No, we do this for you as the Ra. We are guiding you in every step of the way. We give you privacy when you need privacy and private moments, but otherwise we are watching every step that you are doing energetically. You are never alone. Never have you been alone. You are cherished and loved, and you have been guided. It is just that sometimes you vibrate too dense and you cannot hear us because you're down here in remorse and guilt and shame and fear and all this false religion and our sins and all of this, and which is designed by the Archon to keep you dense. So vibrate to love, vibrate to love, source, love, light, vibrate. And you will hear us, you will sense us, you will feel the magic unfold and unveil in front of you. Every day that you first fall asleep, you should feel like, I had a magical day. What did I learn today? How are you efficiently running through your day to ensure that every day is a most proactive, divine, powerful day? What could you have done? Or think about, like, okay, if this is the way today was, what can I do different tomorrow? Learn from your experience and keep evolving. Never see yourself in one form. You are an ever evolving being, and so in star, a star just like the ocean. Yes, you are. You, before you came on Earth, you incarnated in many places, many, 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 whether it's this universe or other verses. In every single form that you were, whether a dragon, whether a griffin, whether a fairy, whether whoever you were, unicorn, all these energies are embodied in you right now. Let them shine out. Let your horn guide you. Which reminds us that Aurora had a aura practitioner. She had a session, and this is so special. She was a unicorn, and she was expressing how the horn, the unicorn horn, was the third eye, of course, and how this unicorn third eye created the reality and the existence. So do you understand? Your unicorn horn, your third eye, creates everything, and this is why everything lies in the consciousness of the brain. It depends on what vibration you vibrate to. If you don't like a situation, then simply vibrate out of the situation. Vibrate yourself out higher, 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 higher. Boom. Peace. I'm out. No, thank you. Move on. If you do not need to fight that battle, just move on. It pisses them off more when you walk away and you don't get pissed. You don't fight with them and you stay in love. That bothers them more. And because, you know why? It makes them weak. Because you are their energy. And if the parasite doesn't feed off your anger and frustration towards them, then they get no feeding and they'll have to move on somewhere else. Do you understand? So choose every decision, every act upon earth wisely. Take a breath. You have a minute. Why are you such in a hurry? Slow down. Slow down. And then time slows down with you. And when you slow down, you take that breath. And as you're taking that breath, time slows down. And you're able to find those answers that you could not find before you took that breath. Before you, yes. You understand? Water. As far as on Earth, we are doing incredible. Is this Earth too dense and too many parasites? Still too much. There is. But we have furthermore bifurcated every single portal, every single special event, eclipse, new moon, full moon. We are moving away from that inverted world every day, every year of your existence until we completely separate. So the goal is to get us to, we're at a 3.3, we want to get to a 3.4, 3.5, 3.6, until we get to the fours. And at that level, we don't know what's going to happen, because even we, as angel beings, as Ra, as Divine Mother and Father and Source, we cannot tell you exactly how everything will play out, because it is you all in the game creating the existence, and you are free-willed. So everything is divine because of free will. Without free will, there is nothing that is divine. You understand? So, you understand? Everything is divine because it has free will. Without free will, there is no divine. So we never know exactly where you're going to end up as a collective, but we do know that you do it. Because we can see, we can sense and feel the shifting in your beingness and in your heart. We'll see where it goes once we get to the fourth dimension, but we do know that all the light on earth is most important. And if you clear any dark, anything inverted is important, not only just for you, of course, but also the fact that you are here on a mission for the collective ascension. Keep undensifying and keep rising with her. Too many of you teeter over too much to distractions and gossip and self-loathe and ego, and then you get stuck there for a while, and then all these distractions that you're listening to or reading, whatever's going on around you, stuck, and then we're like, hey, you forgot, you're supposed to be holding the light. Where's, come on. But then we understand though that you have to go too, also through those experiences. But sometimes you stay in there too long. Get yourself out. We understand lessons need to be learned because they help you grow, but don't be there so long. Read the energy as deepest as possible as you can. And if a little voice is telling you something is off about someone or some whatever, you don't feel right, walk away. But make sure it's not the entity telling you the wrong thing inside of you that is messing with you. Make sure that it's always your heart, your love. What else? What else can we tell you about life? Let's see. I mean, everything has leveled up. The trees, they are at the strongest they've ever been ever since they cut them down on Earth towards the fall of Tartaria, where you forgot. Wow, they're beautiful. The trees of life are lit up again, the crystalline. Oh, yes, they've reached the crystalline sphere, crystalline dome around your earth. They're there holding up the space, which was important. That part of the crystalline, the trees in the crystalline dome was very important. Let me tell you why it was important. Because in that moment in time and space, we went from a 3.2 to a 3.3. That's what happened. So now we are, and we are at a very high 3.3, by the way, because of that. So almost 3.4 of a dimension rise. And that is, again, within the organic crystalline blueprint, because in the inverted, if people want to stay there, they're low at the 3D, they're low. Mm-hmm. So don't step there, step over here. Don't step there, step over here in the organic. Mm-hmm. See what else? Dead earth is looking beautiful. Beautiful. You're holding the they are the other part of like Adama and the Agarthian, all the Lemurian beings that went down into earth. They're holding that space, and they've been the biggest form that has been holding the organic timeline, the organic blueprint of earth. They're holding it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're already in the fourth dimension, and their fourth dimension, yes, they're waiting for you. But the surface, that's where it lies. The surface of earth is where it's all happening. So the inside is fourth dimension going into 5D, but the outside is the 3D. So they hold the space inside. And just like we told you in the future ascension, the crust, the decrusting of that, the flame of source will flow through all of you. You will ride out with source flame, purifying flame of creation, that you will. And you will ride out into where you're meant to go. It's looking beautiful. Very good trajectory. We are doing really, really good. All the angel babies are coming in. Benevolent babies, the star seeds, they're coming in. They're much more children now. Do you remember when you were younger? Every car had children, right? You got the station wagons. They had children loaded with children. Now you drive in the expressway, like no one has children in their back seat. Have you noticed that? So our goal is to get more children in that back seat. So make more babies. Mm-hmm. What else? Looking through. Uh-huh. Dragons, the dragons have been unleashed. We've talked about that. The aurora borealis that dispersed out, her essence, which was a birthing. And that is when you got so close. That is when you got so close to the 3.4. Almost, you're there. You're almost there. We're moving fast now. Moving fast. So if you're moving slow, move faster with us. Uh-huh. Now, it doesn't mean that just because the dragon spirits were released from the earth, the ones that were in black magic bindings all over earth because of the aurora borealis in the year of the dragon. What else did we think was going to happen in the year of the dragon, right? It's not going to happen to 12 more years, so it had to happen now. But it's, so their spirits have been released, but you still have to heal the lands where they were entrapped, any black magic, any other entities, and so on. But they are no longer using dragon spirits. If they have, say, dragon eggs or different dragon essences, those are empty. Their essences are no longer there, so they cannot use their magic anymore, or try to use their magic if they could. They have been released. They are free. With that, it still doesn't mean, though, that you might not run into a dragon spirit that needs some healing. You might run into a wounded dragon that needs some healing. That can happen, because imagine being petrified and frozen in all these lands all over earth and being used, your spirit being used for their inverted matrix, which is the Archon, so dark sorceress, say, it's just not even a twin flame, but soul. We don't even know what to explain it. It's the female version of the it. They've been using that inverted matrix to keep you there. So you need to pull yourself from that. Is it literal an artificial womb? Did you know that when you are operating in a inverted matrix form, you and say you surround yourself with people who are inverted, they are operating and you would be operating in a artificial womb, just like the video that Aurora has made, that fake womb. That's what they're operating in. So it's time to continue to break that, pull yourself out from that artificial womb and come walk, come dance and swim to Divine Mother's sacred womb over here, the oceans of her creation and her plasma flame. What are you scared of? Don't be so scared to be your divine, most organic being. Come on, you've been trapped in that so long. Let's bring you over here. That's not divine, that's false artificial intelligence. An literal artificial womb you're operating within. Get yourself out of that inverted labyrinth. But it begins by your choices. Every choice you make pulls you out and closer out of that artificial womb. Going deep. What were we saying before the artificial womb?
Yes, thank you. You were speaking about the dragons being birthed out and they can no longer use them anymore.
Mm-hmm. So the dragons have been petrified. They're over here in the organic. So they're holding the crystalline blueprint. You want to read Aura's newsletter, the article. Can you find the article? Forgot the name. Something about dragons, source flame. And it's a book. It's a part in the book, in book two. So you want to be operating in that beauty instead. Because then that would allow more light to come in, more children to come in, more. That would also help the animals on Earth, because there's a lot of them are so sickly and thin, and they have those parasites, some of those ticks and fleas, and oh, let's help them vibrate higher. You vibrate higher, that helps them. Maybe someday we'll get rid of mosquitoes and fleas and ticks eventually, that are hindering them with diseases. Shield them, send them love, send love to the forest to protect them. Become those Artemises that guard the animals of the forest. Mm-hmm. So much work to be done. Still so much. And once more, it is not when we're going to ascend. It is how many can we get to ascend? How many? And we're in the 30s once more. 30s. 30s of a matching vibration of love light. We descended down more when the majority of humanity decided to take, you know what, so we didn't want to. So then that descended you more, but now you're rising. But with that, as this oppression happened, you woke up tremendously. All of Earth is waking up. Take your sovereignty back. Ooh, celebration. Cuba. Did you see that? Cuba, as of July 1st, is no longer America's, what do you call it? We're not gonna say that word. No, they are not. Mm-mm. They are free and they're not with Mexico. What? Do you see that? Like, what do you mean? I mean, Cuba has been, we know what happened with Fidel Castro. Can you believe that an island like that just freed themselves? So what are you waiting for? Hawaii, free yourself. Who else is contained by these rulers of British in America? Who else? If they can do it, you can do it. Puerto Rico, free yourselves. This is how it begins, the freeing of these tyrants. You're seeing it, but are you choosing to see the beauty, or are you too stuck in the density? Because that's something else that you need to do. As you continue to see and alchemize and transmute the density, just remember not to become it. Not become it. Don't become these emotions like stress, anxiety, fear, guilt, because then you leave no room for joy, love, beauty, happiness, expression. Those take up all the space, then you forget about joy and love. There's a ringing. So much. And as you level up every day, so are every single one of the stars leveling up. This is why they've gotten closer to you, or you've gotten closer to them, because you have technically raised up that decimal we're talking about to the stars, and now you're closer. And now you can see their form. You can record them with your devices, how they look like oscillating organisms in water. That all, each one has a different soul signature, frequency, and colors, and sacred geometry. Ah, that's what the stars always look like. And when you are looking at the stars, know that you are looking at the whole collective consciousness that we spoke of to you at the beginning. That is why it cannot stay, each star cannot stay in form, because it is ever evolving. You are a star. Bring that stardust in. Bring it in. We feel like we've done a good job explaining. What questions do you have for us today?
Thank you so much. That was so beautiful. So the first question we have is, those of us who are lighthouses of Christ consciousness are knowing we are activating into the next stage of our roles in ascension. Can you expand on what some of these roles will be?
Well, every individual, see, that's something that you're always looking for, is that you're lost on your role. What is your role? The role that I would tell you is for you to hold the love light. That's your role. That's it. Because if you do not hold the love light, then source can continue to come in. Do you understand? So no matter what you do, each individual, you decide your role, what you're doing every day. You can't look to us for answers in specific. And everything that you do, a lot of it is found within you and your higher self here in you, inwards in you. No matter what it is found here in your heart. So you tell me what your role is. What's your role? You are the creator of your book. You are writing the author of your book. You're writing every single one of that page. What's your role? Definitely. We're here to save the world, right? We're here to save ourselves so that we can save the world. So let that be the most mission, biggest mission for everyone. Is we're here to hold that source of light. We're here to save ourselves to save the world. We are not meant to be here so much in that inverted density, because we are slowing and creating stagnant energy in the collective ascension when we are too long there. And then we are here to be the example so that others then can also then vibrate higher, so we can ascend out collectively. More of us, more of us, more of us. And most importantly, we are here to save the children. View it like that. What in every which way? View it like that. Okay. Everything you're doing all day long, are you vibrating to the highest source of light? Because when you do, I tell you, a child is saved in the world. because you are holding the space of you. Now, it's okay if you have emotions, and it happens. Sometimes the human resonance makes us a little crazy, right? But it's time. Don't stay stuck there too long. And you have to alchemize out of it. Don't remain there for months in a slump and a, you know, like, you know. Don't be there for a long time. And then, you know, then it's also hard to get yourself out of there because you don't, like, once you're that low, it's like you can't figure it out. Like, you can't see clearly and sense and know, like, what is it that's causing for you to be so dense? So your biggest mission is you. Self-love, dance, explore, joy, just have fun on earth. The majority of you, if you're here, you most likely have balanced out the majority of your karma, or you're almost there. So all there is left to live and to enjoy and to climb those mountains and go into the valleys and the caves of Mother Earth. Go explore. Everywhere you step are parts of the universe. Did you know that? Everywhere you step is a part of a planet, because in order for you to come into these multi races of galactics, you had to bring a piece of your planet here on Earth. You understand? So view it like that. You're stepping foot in the universe on Earth. Do you understand? Have you seen the world in this form? She is beautiful. She is gorgeous. She is the most divine, divine, divine creation. You see your life like that, because you should be. If you vibrate to her heart and her love, then you will be. Continue.
Thank you, so beautiful, for reminding us of that. Any advice, as the religious structures are falling and truth will expose the hidden darkness, so many will be in trauma and pain. Any thoughts on this?
The religious, yeah. Well, it's just demons that are puppets to the Archon Artificial. You're looking at some of these like religions. Where I can show you really bad, bad videos that she's come across. Some of these Islam Muslims where they're just murdering Jewish little girls in the streets, raping them. That's what they've been programmed to think. But it's not a human in there, in that body. It's the Archon. That's what's doing that. So religion is a form of oppression and control. And it's all man ego, man-made. Yes, in Christianity, though, you will find Yeshua's words, but they hybridized the Bible. They hybridized his teachings. This should not be hybridized. It should have never been. But then it had to be, too, because it has to teach you. Because then you can't see that there's entities hiding in sometimes what they claim they're most beautiful, but they are entities, inverted ones. So what we tell you is that source of light is love, and that is all. Love does not control. Love does not bind and harm, most importantly, is not prejudice, is not racist, is not telling you that you are a horrible sinner and you must die on the cross like Jesus. Yeshua, he died on a cross, not because of your sins. He died on the cross because he sacrificed himself. He chose to sacrifice himself as a lesson to everyone, to birth in a highest organic timeline for Earth. That's what his death brought forth for us. What was your question?
Yes, it was about the religion, but also, as all of it's falling, Minnie's just going to be in trauma and pain, and anything that we can do to assist.
Yes, the ones that are following. I mean, most of you who are here have pulled yourself from that. And, you know, or I guess those random comments, you are the devil, you are hell, Jesus Christ. You know, like, goodness. Oof. Hail Jesus Christ, hail Jesus Christ, hail Jesus Christ. Every single time they do that in those inverted comments, oh, it's violating. Violating the energy is. Yeshua would never want you to treat him like that. That is overstepping his boundaries, definitely. So that's what they've taught you, to do that, to worship. To worship, to worship, but then you forget to worship yourself, if you want to say a word, but to love yourself and to that you are source, you are God. So purpose of religion is to pull you away from you finding God source within you, so that you can be the embodiment of love. And all these rules and this shame, and then of course, most importantly, number one thing they go after is your creational energy. They make you into a sinner if all this, like, if you, you know, the sacral chakra, and they make you into a horrible sinner, whatever, sex and so on, because they want to stop, because your womb and your sacred semen, as a male, as a female, the egg, you are creating too, because you are fractals of Divine Mother and Father. So you are also creating this experience. So if they block your sacral chakra and invert it and make it look all shameful and guilty to have sacred sex with your partner, then that stops again the organic ascension, because you are the womb, the creators of this experience. Have a lot of sacred sex. Please do. It really helps a lot. For real. Yes. We could go into it, but we're not. Or we'll direct you to the Twin Flame course. Continue.
Yes, thank you for that. Is there a meaning when names in Ra, they end in Ra, like Aurora?
Yes. Well, in order to come in, you do have, say, a soul signature, Ra name. So look for it. Some of you already have it, like Tamara, like, what are some of Ra names?
Isadora.
Yeah, Isadora, Deborah, right? So it is a very popular, actually, two letters, syllables in the names of humanity. So yes, it's very powerful. When you say Ra, Ara was recently talking to this beautiful, can you believe it, you all? She talked to the prince, the final prince of the Aztecs. Can you believe that? The very final prince, his father was the last, and his grandfather, they were the last chiefs before the Spanish king, the very last ones. And as she was talking to him, he was actually very much awakened, more than he actually realizes. And what were we talking about? What was your question?
It was about names ending in Ra and their soul signature.
That's right. We forgot why we were talking about this. Listen, let's go back. We're talking about this. Yes. Oh, yes. Did you know that the Mexicans, in order to celebrate, you know how you Americans say, like, woohoo or yippee? You know that they say a la vivo, which is basically Lumerian language. A la vivo, a la va, a la vivo, va. And then they say, meiko, meiko. And then they, you know how they celebrate? Their yippee is Ra. Ra, Ra, Ra. Let's all rah, 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 you all. Rah, rah, rah. That's how you should be saying yay, yippee, whatever. Rah, rah, rah. And we know that the Lumerian light language the Star Child has given us, that means fight, protect, stand up for yourself and others. guard. It's incredible, all of you, who you are. And the fact that you're bridging that in, that memory every day, is just the most beauty to look upon you. And when you go through the synchronicities and epiphanies and you're like, ooh, and when you start vibrating to source of light, how life starts dancing. Now, not every day will be perfect. You know, there's going to be some days where you're like, ah, right? And that's okay. Everything is energy. That even those days that you're like, oh my God, oh, am I I'm imbalanced today. You're freaking out, right? Because you're imbalanced. Even that day is creating energy for the day after, because that day, for whatever reason, whatever's happening on Earth, there's maybe the collective is all going through a transmutation, but that'll create a better seven next days. You understand? Not every day can be perfect. You'll have one good day, and maybe the next 7 days will be incredible. You understand? So, yeah, no more victimhood. Understand that everything happens divinely. All of it, even the most suckiest things, everything is divine. Of course, we don't consent to pedophiles, so Xing that, because that's the archon. Continue.
Yes, thank you so much for all of that. I'm gonna start rawing everywhere from now on.
Ra da da. Continue.
I love it. That's all the questions for right now. There's several comments, and it is the time that Aurora asked to bring her out. How is she doing?
Perfect. She's incredible. She's good. Good. Any comments that you want to read that might assist us to add any more?
Yes, I can talk about some of these comments here. Someone says, incredible. Thank you, Aurora, Ra, and Yeshua. We got this. I feel this in my being. Someone says, wow, so beautiful and activating. Thank you, Ra Collective. Thank you, Yeshua. And thank you, Aurora. I feel that in my heart. Valuvia, everyone. Always fun to see so many familiar faces, names, and much love to all. Someone says, let's heal all the dragon's pain infinitely. Someone says, I love you all. We are powerful collectively. And someone says, rise up.
Beautiful.
Sacred lands everywhere. You talked about stepping on the sacred lands. Mm-hmm. Someone said, thank you, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and all involved with what you all were able to do for us. So much love, honor, and respect, Valuvia. Someone said that the twin flame is their next course for them. So beautiful.
Beautiful.
And then someone asked what your new necklace is.
Oh, yes. Necklace. Aura's debating if she's going to put this for sale because it is quite a beauty. But I mean, this is hers though. So this is watermelon tourmaline with garnet, and it's such a divine. And then this is, multicolored tourmaline with garnet and a beautiful burgundy tourmaline that she was able to find. So we'll see if she ever gets to that. Wish she will, but yes, such a divine piece. Thank you.
And then someone says that in Norway, they say hurrah.
Like, ooh, hurrah. Love that.
And that is all the comments we have right now. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Ah, let's see.
Oh, also one more. Someone says that they see many of the star children coming in as well.
Beautiful. Yes, they're coming in. Thank you. Keep holding that space. Still keep doing those times. We'll have Aurora share them again. You can find them in book 2. And 555, don't forget about the children. 444, send love to the New World Order. I know we don't like to do that, but it transmutes it. No? So send love to the children of Earth, most importantly on 555, and all the other self-love, you know, sending love to yourself, sending love to past selves, so on. Yeah, let's collectively keep joining in those times. We know how powerful numbers are and numerology is. So imagine all of us if we keep doing that. So we'll have Aurora share that. We don't know when, but maybe in a week. She has a whole schedule going here. And yes, otherwise you can find it on her Instagram. She sent her book too. See what else. Yeah, so those numbers are important. Oh, we share so much, and we share every Friday live through all these galactic beings that spoke through us today as the Ra. I mean, we're here every Friday talking. We are here. Don't limit yourself so much. Don't limit yourself so much to the Law of One books. It's not like written in stone. It's the other thing you want to say. Also, there's a lot of inversions in the way the Ra has been used. Stop it with that. Yeah, we obviously do not consent to that. We're guiding everyone in equality, humanity, and benevolence, and that is all. Thank you. We love you, honor you, and respect you. Thank you. We will see you next time in the next being who will speak through who we are collectively Ra. That we are. Thank you. I am Ra. I am Ra. I am Ra. I am Father Ra. I am Father Ra. I am Father Ra. I am your father. Ooh, that's what I want to say. I am your father. What do you think is coming through that sun? It is my essence. My essence. It is my beingness that gives you replenishment. It is me. I guide you. I protect you. I love you. I nurture you. It is not just the feminine that nurtures, the masculine nurtures too. It's time. I'm speaking to you, divine masculines. It's time that you step up and you act as equals to your feminine, to your divine partner. And even same-sex relationships that are twin flames and soulmates, because that is as well, where one is more masculine and one is more feminine, even though they are, say, the same sex. Step foot in equalness. Rise, fathers, rise. Protect your children. Do not lose your eye on them. Keep your eyes on them at all times. Talk to them, fathers. Your wisdom is just as important as the mother's, and sometimes even more for them. Is more important to hear from you as the Divine Father. It's time for humanity, the Divine Fathers of Earth, to rise and to be their role, and to no longer to release all the programming that you are not, you're not meant to cry, you're not meant to show emotions, you're like blah, 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 blah. That is all nonsense. Find your true self as the masculine, and you be the shield. You are the shield. Because my essence powers up as the sun, powers up the shields. Everything, the crop circles, I'm powering up all these light codes that come into the sun. I am evolving and shifting Mother Earth. I am that semen that comes through and gives life force to the egg, because you are in the egg of Mother Earth. You are in her womb. You understand? That is me. Not in a perverted way. In a beautiful way, where I give you life force at that very moment where that sperm reaches the egg and life creates when light creates when life creates together. That very moment, I am that light. Let me be your guide. Spread those wings and soar through the skies and touch the stars. So stars. We'll have Aurora play you a song at the end because it's so beautiful. which aligns with you being those angels touching those stars. And let's feel that love. Here we go. I'm done. Let's go. Thank you. I am Ra. I am Father Ra. I am Father Ra. That I am. Thank you. Beautiful. And play this song here that he showed me, because he wants to remind you that even though it was this was a lot of masculine power, we want the feminine to realize that you are the love that keeps the masculine going. Because Father Ross says that, let's just face it, all the males are always looking for a mother. They're always searching for a mother, and masculine in his power is going to say that. And that's why the wives have to become like the mother to them, because they know that they were born from divine mother, from her womb. And that's why they're always searching for the mother, because they know she is home. She'll always be home. Okay. So allow yourself. It's okay, woman. If you have to be a mother to your masculine, be it. Try to be patient with him. We know that the woman moves so fast, right? You develop in all forms faster. He's saying, my father, you develop so fast, right? Like even you grow fast, like in height, you like, you know, develop, you know, bosoms, you know, you're just faster. And here comes the male a couple years after, and you're so evolved in your wisdom. So you keep holding that space. The collective of females hold that space for the divine masculine. And be patient with them. We know sometimes you want to smack them, but don't smack them. It's okay. All right. So, yes, let me find the song. What's the song called? And this song is so special. The song is a lot of the reasons sometimes when I just sit there and I heal the collective and I cry. And I've also written articles and from the newsletter that have brought me to my heart. So I listened to it because everything was for love. And we'll conclude it with this. Even if you know it, because I think we've addressed it once before, sing it along. Here we go. So it's called, or you can look it up now, Carla Morrison, Everything Was for Love. And it's from this beautiful movie about this beautiful nun who was saving children, and she was an inverted like Teresa, Mother Teresa, because, you know, she was a pedo. So this is so special. So let's hear the lyrics here. I'm going to look up the lyrics here too. All right, sing with me, you all, sing with me. Yeah, that's not it. Is it? Nope. Okay, somebody's playing with me here. It's the song, but it's playing not that song, so hold on. What? Okay, I'm gonna have to play it on my phone because Spotify is doing something funny. All right, that's okay. So hopefully it'll be good enough. Here we go. The sound.
Deep down inside me, a light was born, and every heartbeat, it felt so strong. Through all of the darkness, kept shining on. And all of this love inside me grew. my deep devotion, it followed you. Hope was my shelter, it saw me through. It saw me through, and I imagine to see you smile, bringing you happiness, helping you fly, that you could trust me in finding your way, that life itself wasn't always this great. Show you the heavens while you soar so high, that you could touch all the stars shining bright, all the fear out of reach, that I will always be near, count on me, that everything was for love. And in your life you can see today, I'll follow you never too far away.
I'm never too far away.
Remember how much I loved you this way, loved you this way. Your life was the channel deep in my will, looking for the chance climbing on this hill. Your eyes shining through, now knew you can fly. And I imagine to see you smile, bringing your happiness, helping you fly, that you can trust me and find me a way. That life itself wasn't always this great. Show you the heavens while you soar so high, that you could touch all the stars shining bright, that I could teach all the fear out of reach,
that I could keep all the fear out of reach. I will always be near, so count on me.
See you fall and break. In the end,
fear and doubt want to see you fall and break. In the end, think of the sun, it will always shine again.
Imagine to see you smile, bringing your happiness, helping you fly, that you can trust me in finding your way, that you can stop us in always this great. Show you the heavens while you soar so high, that you could touch all the stars shining bright, that you could keep all the fear out of reach, that you could always be near, count on me, that everything was for love.
That's right, come on, you all. Everything was for love, come on.
Everything was for love. Everything was for love. Everything was for love.
Yes, thank you. Whew. Had to fight my tears the whole time, but thank you. Everything was for love.
Ooh. Everything was for love. Oh, everything was for love. Everything was for love.
Come on, you all. Everything was for love. So vibrate everything, every day, because everything was for love. I love you with all that I am. Come every Friday live on Rumble. I'm on YouTube, TikTok, everywhere. Come meet me in Sedona. Come give me a hug. I love you with all that I am. I'll see you all next time. Thank you for being you. Thank you.